Thank you. appreciate this planet's soil. Now their reign has come to end, has life again destroyed life? Do they play elsewhere? Do they know more than their childhood games? Maybe the lizard's shedding a tail.
Champion of the world, Mr. Sandman. Schiet. De geraamde dames staan stijf van haat en stuurs.
Er is continu vraag naar meneer Lierik in de straat.
De kleurling weet het. Weet het niet.
Weet het niet.
Hij roggelt op het schone van mijn niet.
Hij roggelt op het schone van mijn niet.
Er is vraag naar meer Lierik op de straat.
Er is vraag naar meer Lierik in de straat.
Ik weet het.
Ik weet het.
Maar ik ben helaas te laat. Te duur,
te duur,
te moeilijk,
te
Overal gehaat. Omdat ik noem waar u zo hard op staat. De leugen van het schone in uw straat.
Es ist nicht falsch und auch nicht wahr. O wilden Geist.
Du hast den Kopf verloren, mein Michael. Nun macht uns kein Mensch, wie schön sie war. Du hast den Kopf verloren, bei meiner Seele. Alles blau und weiß und grün und später nicht mehr wahr.
Yeryüzüne yürüyünce yeryüzüne değiş. welcome to another deep dive. This one's going to be about art.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's about art and current events. Yeah. It's for people who like both of those things.
Gotcha.
And this is one where we're eavesdropping on a debate between two artists.
Okay.
And it's about an art project that tackles the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Wow.
In a very provocative way.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So the two artists are named Hero Workman
and
Andreas Maria Jacobs.
Great.
Workman is the artist behind the Kienkampf Gallery.
Yeah.
And he calls himself a working class hero.
Right.
And he reached out to Jacobs with an idea for a project.
Right.
And the idea is a digital art exhibition centered around the phrase New Auschwitz.
Oh, wow. Okay, so right away we're in a very charged space.
Yeah.
Right? Using New Auschwitz.
Right.
Immediately invokes one of history's like darkest chapters.
Right.
Like just the weight of that term.
Right.
So the question becomes like, what is the intended impact of using that comparison?
Right.
And then also, what are the potential consequences? Because, you know, you can't just throw that phrase around lightly, it seems like.
Yeah, and I mean, Workman in his initial email to Jacobs doesn't mince words.
Okay.
He really like lays it all out there.
Okay.
And he sees the situation in Gaza, especially after the October 7th attacks, as a reflection of the horrors inflicted by the Nazis.
Wow.
The suffering, the global community's response, he sees direct parallels.
Yeah. And this is where, you know, the idea of Holocaust inversion comes in.
Okay.
Which is, you know, a perspective that argues that directly equating Israeli policies with the actions of the Nazis is itself a form of anti-Semitism. Right. This conversation really highlights how sensitive and potentially fraught these comparisons are.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is a really difficult conversation to have.
Yeah.
But it's important, I think, to have these kinds of conversations.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, Jacobs pushes back hard.
Okay.
He's not afraid to disagree.
Okay.
And he doesn't hold back.
Okay.
He pulls you into this whirlwind tour of historical atrocities.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Rwandan genocide, the Syrian civil war.
Yeah.
And he's building this case that while the situation in Gaza is obviously tragic,
right.
He says that it differs fundamentally from the Holocaust in its scale and systematic nature.
He's drawing a line in the sand, it seems like.
He is.
Yeah.
Now, Workman doubles down.
Okay.
And clarifies that he's not saying the two situations are identical.
Yeah.
He's arguing that using New Auschwitz is about conveying the intensity of the suffering in Gaza.
Okay.
He wants to break through what he sees as the limitations of mainstream media and their narratives.
So this is a critical distinction.
Yeah.
Because it gets to the heart of artistic license and responsibility.
Right.
Right. Can art, even with the best intentions, be a force for change without diminishing or trivializing historical atrocities?
Yeah.
It's a tightrope walk.
It is. And that's kind of where Jacobs lands, is can a title as provocative as that overshadow the message?
Yeah.
And he seems to think it might.
He's skeptical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
And understandably so.
Yeah. And, you know, he questions whether art alone can make a dent
in
these deeply rooted political and economic systems at play in this conflict.
Yeah, he seems to be advocating for a deeper understanding of the root causes, you know, what's going on behind the scenes, rather than just commenting on the suffering.
Right. He wants action, not just commentary.
Exactly.
And to illustrate that point, he suggests that Workman connect with Rob Schrama, who's an artist known for his nuanced and informed work on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
So he's saying, look, if you're going to tackle this sensitive topic,
yeah,
you need a more nuanced and informed approach.
Right.
This might need a much larger canvas than a single art project.
And this back and forth between them, I think, throws a really tough question at us as the audience.
Yeah.
Can art really be a force for change in the real world?
It's a big question.
Or are we just admiring a message on a canvas while atrocities continue?
Right. Are we just passively observing this?
Right.
It's a powerful image. And it makes you think about that question, like, does anything really change?
Right. Like, are we even capable of changing?
Exactly.
And it's interesting because Workman talks about how focusing on the optics of the conflict, you know, the way it's often framed in the media might actually be perpetuating the cycle of suffering.
Oh, interesting.
He wants to push past the headlines and grapple with that raw human element.
Yeah, like get to the heart of it.
Yeah. And he says it's not about taking sides.
Okay.